And we are coming here on the Dalit when the thief Chavol the Zemot. V'chol ha-dinim ha-nitzkorim b'dinei ha-dleikev, all the halachas that we have learned through now, a whole sermon Shin Lamed Aleph, hani mili b'imehem. This was Bizman Chazal, and these were the halachas. Avu Bizman hazeh, sha'onu shuyim bein einam yehudim. We are living between goyim, v'hi cheshash sakonas nefashim. And this is a cheshash of sakonas nefashim. We will explain this soon. Kotzvu orishainim b'achroinim zal shemuta l'chabes d'leiko b'shabes v'shum d'yesh bo sakonas nefashim, because there is sakonas nefashim. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Rishum v'yesh bo sakonas nefashim. Now, what was nishadish bizmaneinu that they sakonas nefashim? Because we are living between goyim. So the Mishnah Berurim says, it caught my day. When the fire starts spreading, so then it becomes a chaos. So then, if you have a chaos and the fire is burning, so the goyim come and they try to take everything they can put their hands on. Uksha'odon manid atloy alma moinoi yavoyu lari goysoi. So that is shot in the remote so far. That means that they were surrounded by goyim. The Trumas Hadeshim brings down, we have to picture what the Golus was in those days. The Torah Sadesh means down, there was a law. If a fire started the Beit Yisrael, we have to understand that there was no sophisticated fire department. If a fire started, it spread. So if a fire started the Beit Yisrael, so the law was the yid, that house belonged to, they threw him into the fire. That was Tamazeda to you. That's bad enough he lives with us. Now there's a fire in his house, are we going to suffer because of him also? But besides that, when there were fires, there was a chaos, there was no law and order, and people used to use the opportunity to loot. And now they're coming to loot, and Naid is not enough that his house is burning, but whatever he is, the guy is going to take. So the Yid is going to be Mamid al Mamaynai. So the guy who killed him. So it was Mamish Amatab of Sakonas Nefoshes. And that we should all shuyim beinein and yodim bichash takonis nefoshim. Now, but let us go a little further. So by melev is takonis nefoshim. So we have this. So then one should extinguish the flame. Only kolbal kains akil lefi heinian. But we can't give a generality that every fire is a kodesh nefoshit, every fire is a chaos. Dimhoyu betuchim vadai, Shlayelem Sakana Bidova or Solachabish. That means if there is a police department and there's a government that puts their foot down and does not permit looting when there is a place. So in this mokim, so the Dr. Kamas Naposhi. That means that the police are around and there's no looting. Right. So then he says, also the Chabas. So the Bible, we said one hefter was a hefter of looting. But if we are assured that this will not occur, so we don't have the hefter. Abo b'chashash sakonis sofik, this achshash of a sofik sakonis muta lechaboy, one is permitted to extinguish the flame, avilu avleke bebeiko yisholeine yehudi v'chein noyagin. Now, let us see what the Gemara was like over here. Doctor Emma, Bachshas Sakonos Sofik. There's a Sofik Sakonet. There's a Chash of a Sofik Sakonet. Umide Yoka Heta Lechabis Adleika Bechomoke. There's a new factor which comes about. Even the Hefsha, Imlo Yechabeno. If we will not, as soon as the fire starts, if we will not extinguish the fire, al yechta miyosham v'ir zokei neichayle shenyochel levroya. So we have to know one thing, a fire spread. And when the fire is starting in house Aleph, it is zicher, the zikha I'm mocking to be chayish is going to spread with branches, with dust. It's going to spread from one house to another house. So memele, even though in my house all the people are outside, but it is a shash, it might spread, and the fire can spread. So it could be in another house. There's a zokin, there's a chayla, there's a tinnik. So that is called chash sakonis tofik. There's a possibility there might be a sakonis. That means I'm not telling you that I won't swear on it, that there'll be a sakonis. Till now we're talking about the goyim. That was mamish sakonis tofosh. That was the seder. Whenever there was a fire, they all came. And that, but over here, there's a chash sakona sofik. Yeah. Shen yochel ebroich, misomir leg dolo. So therefore, muta lechabit, umitra leidia zoit berabim de muta lechabit. Now, I'd like to mention, before we go further, who's that? Dershow brings down in 72, he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Ubizman hazeh be'eretz Yisrael, sheberoyim ha'mekoymes gorim rak Yehudim. Now, we have a fire in a place which most of the people are Yehudim. Ve'en chash sakone machmas lochim sheboyu libzois. So this sakone, what the Gemara spoke about, that to be looting from goyim and this could bring to sakonis nefoshes, and that's not applicable. So he says, so it brings to the Shevet HaLevi, shima noshim kvar yotzu me'apai. So if the people left the house, so now this we don't have. Ubiprat shapatim hayoyim atziyim me'evin, and then it's just all the houses are made out of stone. So we won't go from one house to another house. Allah. Kol zman shezayin lo yotzu kol anoshim me'abayit. But that's if everyone left. But if everyone did not leave, if they're afraid to leave, if there's a fire burning, that means you have gas spikes. And if you have gas spikes, so the fire that is burning in one place can make an explosion, Rahmanan Islam. So this is something that is something to think about. So if there's any shash of his pastus and lakes, that means there might be an explosion, it might spread through trees, through something else. So that falls into the gender of Shash Sakonis Nagoshit. And then I'd like to mention a lotion of the Shinchov says, he brings down in the show, Eich Alas Kosanach Azainish, Sha'al Piroi, Yesh Bistreiko, that means a shreifa is something that one could think that there's a possibility that's to be pikuach nefesh. V'im ein nochi sheyochel l'chapoisa, so if there's no goy here, that means if you can get hold of a goyish, the fireman is gebaldet. And here one lechatchila should be mishtadl for a goy. Muta li yitzroel lechatboisa ba'atzmoi. So you just allow to extinguish it. Elo in kain hu botua she'ein takonas nefoshes b'shei pasut. I mean, if he is sure that there's no sakone, so then he's sure there's no sakone. So that means that the house is the place of both me, and there's no adjacent houses, and so he's sure there's no sakone. So if there's no sakone, if he's sure there's no sakone, so then he is committed, then the thought. But I'll be right, yes, beside the topic, pikuach nefoshes. That is, there is a topic, is a possibility of pikuach nefoshes. So, on this possibility, we have this data. Preferably to tell a goy, and if but if he can't get a hold of a goy, then he's permitted to be Mechal or Shabbos himself. And preferably, he should avoid to do an issa which he can avoid doing, unless it's a Shiloh of Sakkot, then don't be too full. So that means that is the perspective we have to have an outlook. That means we have, I mean, because the most Colossian, most places is a subject before us in the push. That's a possibility of the fire spreading, of explosions, of those. So the mainland, so preferably one should handle with a guy. You can't have a guy, there's a hector of the once in Mechabe, and I had mentioned Rabbi Yankel and Emes Fuyakel being down the Yestef, the Ramah applies to Bansi also, so I couldn't be Mavara what he meant. He does not mean the looting Chalik, he means Mechabe, but this is applicable. I spoke to Rabbi Breslau, he told me Rabbi Neisler said that's the possibilities of a fire spreading to stress, the highest stress from a mailer. We have this topic before in the push. Now, let us go a little further. Now, below the sea further, the music is a movie. Avo Bashat, the colors topic, but the Lahamas are below the lake and the base of Shiny Yudi. Even though the fire is by the Goy, but the fire is by the Goy, there is no guarantee it's going to remain by the Goy from the Mela. So this charge of Sakonis Nafosh. Fine. The thing I get. Now the Machapa, the Gemara says, I'm very interesting, or perhaps misleading loss. V'davke l'chabes ha'dleike. So that means we just gave a heifer to extinguish a fire. V'havim aloche shein etricha l'gufe. It's a aloche shein etricha l'gufe, which is very difficult to understand. V'yesh takonim l'yechabes. So that means that this lotion is very unclear. The Mishmur addresses it. I mean, if yesh takonim lo yechabes, why do you have to say it's a malachish and frich legufe, which is only also me the rabbonon? Maybe in the same breath, he says it's a sakon. We'll see. About kaponim, so he says, but let's learn the Gemara. To extinguish a fire, which is a malachish and frich legufe, and there is a chash takonim, that is permissible, that we have here. Avo, also lechallel Shabbos kidei lahatko mamle. If we're not speaking about a delegion, we're speaking about other matzovim, which, because of these matzovim, there'll be a hamstead moment, and through Hillel Shabbos, he'll be able to rescue his woman, and that we will not matter. We will only matter a malachish and tzichel gufe, which is also mitarabonon. We will matter this when there's a shash lakone. But if we will whittle down and we'll say the problem will only end up with Hefsid Mammon, and that there's no answer. That's Mammon. That's right. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Davi Meloche, Biyah Davazeh, Tilkotin Mishibulas Ayin Hei. Davi Meloche, Biyah Davazeh, Lehel Bereish Ayin Ches Mishnah Berurah. A malacha shein tricha legufa means that the malacha is not done for the purpose for that what was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the malacha's kibui was done. They extinguished burning wood in order to make charcoal out of it. So that was the purpose of the malacha. Here we're extinguishing the flame without that purpose. So that is a malacha that upon them, according to most Rishayim. Tezis, Ikel Amandi Yoma, Eini Chayi Malay, he's not Chayi, Chno Kamei, but he's from Zayin. Ube Emel, so now he addresses the Lashon of the Ramah. Leinim kiboy mechninok is speaking about a malacha shein tricha legufa. We're speaking about a kiboy tleike, so you don't have to mention that this is a malacha shein tricha legufa. That's really yavik kiboy malacha tricha legufa. Gam ken buta. Even the cost of shiyei sakonim lo yechabe. If we are addressing the problem that there's a possible sakone, the fire might spread, and it might trap people who will be unable to escape. If we focus on these two possibilities, which are possibilities, so there's a head of pikuach nefesh, and one is to them to say, because it's a malachish and tzricha legufa. Alanoctes, now what he mentions that the Malachis in Krikul Agufe is not to tell us there's a heter by a traitor, no Misham Seifer. Lashmin on the Linyan Atzolus Momen, also Lachalo Shabbos. If the whole problem is Atzolus Momen, then also Lachalo Shabbos, Bishvil, Melachalo Gavlochshin Krikolagut. That is what the Ramah wants to tell us. Now, yeah, we'll talk about later about so we'll go down the Kringa de Rabbana. But the Filu be Easter de Rabbana, and he's doing it not only a Malachis in Krishna Lagubra, the Filu be Easter de Rabbana. Also, Lechalo Shabbos Bishvil and Solos Momen. Baby, Hulanika the Rabbonon is also. Now, this is a very interesting brackets over here. In Hu Balchai, what if a person owes money and the only way he can pay it back is with the house, with or he has money in the house, whatever it is. The Sufik Shayit Fasul Einam Yehudim. And his whole Nechush gets ruined. So they might put him in prison, which the prisons in those days were, some of the old days are not too ideal. It could be, that's right. Yes, what's that, brother? It's a shayla. Now, I would like to mention one thing in Shulchan Shleiman. He brings down a very pertinent shayla, which Shleiman was always thinking about the Shaila. That means we're speaking about perhaps the Rechush, a person who lose his belonging to a catastrophe. And that will be even if it's a Rabbana, you could say that. So we're saying over here that Adin Yikid Esaro, there's no after, the woman is no after. So he said, well, but we have to understand that there are Kapodidis Manenas and very Shriz Bigazach, there are people who have recourse. And if a person finds out, he says, to inform a person that his house burned down. So many times before you inform him, you come with a doctor along, then we hear. We could tell them such a thing. If a person has a weak heart, or in the family there's such a thing, this is, we're not speaking about only money. We're speaking about, so this is a very touchy subject. That means if in any way it could bring to Pikuach Nefosh, by like the Baal Chayiv or the Dos, Now he lost everything. You mean they say over from the Chiddush Yerim. He had a lot of money, and it was a ship and everything. The ship sank. They came over. They told him, "I have a story to tell you about." And the ship sank. Father went in further. So they asked him. He said, "He had the quickest. It's a problem. Now is the Chiddush Yerim." When everything the brain swarm did that. That's a person in a halami, that the shulchan, but a person who is not in this madrege, and so this is something a very touchy nekudah. If it could bring about heart problems or other things that which are the cause of the abortion. Umayshe Kosav, the mother of the hero of Torah, is something else, kind of a drama chayla. Avol b'kibroye in Torah, tuge shlo yimono milachabot. That means, by kibroy, we are considering possibilities that it might bring to sakonas nefoshes, and we are addressing these possibilities, and we are saying that because of these possibilities, we are not a kibroy. So he says, by kibroy, ain't told us tshuva, let him speak about tshuva, shleimonu melechabes. I mean, if the halacha would be that one has to, by every instant of a dleikah, one would have to figure out, is there really a chash, is there not a chash, how many houses are involved? What could happen? So perhaps if people would start becoming from the might. So for example, today, Shuloi Yimono Milachabes is all in Shuva by this. That means we don't start being done each case separately. It was the really a Shasakon, not really. I mean, this we can assume that a lake is that it's possible to stress. We say Sophic Sakone, and that's the Lord in Shuva. But if a person was Mahalo Shabbos in a case where there's no Shaila of because the person only has this moment, now we're going to learn who his Shuva. Meanwhile, let's go back to the Mechaba. To the Gemara. Next to the last line. I will also Lechao Shabbos Kedei Lahat Filmome. Vim ova the Hillel, if he was Mechalo Shabbos, because of Hechtes Mames, Tovis Lehis Anais Aboim Yoim. So now the Gemara says, he has to fast 40 days, Sheini B'Chamishi, Monday and Thursday, V'lo Yishte Yayin V'lo Yoichal Boso. And the night after the tonis, so since a tonis is equivalent to a korban, we think the tula after a tonis, we say yemid chelbi the dummy, that like it was nikkav agabi mizbech. So every tonis is me'ein a korban. By a korban, the laila hoylech acher hayayin. That means that every korban there. A toide is nechu yoyim v'layla, so if you are makiv a toide Yud Kislev, so the night after Yud Kislev, you also eat it. So by Kabbalah, the night goes after the end. So the Mele, so the night after the Tonis also has, it's Le'en the Tonis, you don't eat meat and you don't drink wine. That's what he's saying over here. I don't think so.
How is?
Yeah, 40 days of time. 40 days of kindness. Yeah. 40
days.
No, 40 days, and you do it. So that's with every Monday and Thursday. So you wait up to 40 days. That's for that. No, yeah. Together, you get up Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday. Yeah. Now, we're going to see. Now, v'tzorchu itanois, afilu mitchumin derabono. Afilu a person went chutz l'chol, which is on the rabono. V'chein al tilto ner dolik, kidei lahatzo momen. A person was mitalto a ner dolik, kidei lahatzo momen. This is very unclear. I don't know what he means. If he means you metalto a ner dolik, that means you metalto that it shouldn't, that something should not get on fire. That's what I was under the impression. But maybe he means you're taking a ner dolik to look Well, your moment is to be master of the moment. I don't know exactly what he means. But don't make yeah, any sure Shabbos is the Akhavah that I'm on. We're talking about Toto Muxes, and there's a possibility of Atomum. The Kaddish Gam came to say, the Zogdom of Ova Shatoi Kuihanei. This is Toto Nair, which is Ach, Shinina Lahoko Bezer, Betainis, Shweisha Yomim, Beisei, Beis, not 40 days, 3 days. Go'ulai Gam de Tchumim. Chumim derabonon, shehechmer lizanois aboim yoim, a person went chusla chum, maizish loye kolkach moire behemstid rav. That means, could be there they were machmer, that there was a slight fear, and because of that they were makos, and they went chusla chum, which really, the chash, what they were afraid of, was really very far-fetched, in hectic moments. So could be there, that the first 40 days. But if it was the problem was more humble, in hectic moments, whatever the rabbonon could be one that be made by Tchumim, three Taneichem. Now, before we go further, it's Kedai to, is it Dirsha bring down what the Chavetz Chaim said in Shmilas Haloshin, which I think is applicable Bismaneno, that he brings down from the Goyim. The Goyim said, Shel Eloi La'odom Liyasen Atloi, a person should restrain himself. Sheyagel atmoi b'shtike b'yeratzin es taboisov. That means shaymer piv u'lishaynei shaymer mitzoris nafshei. So the going says in the Geras Agos, the Iker Tshuva is restraining from, somebody talking unnecessary speech, and eating to his desires. That means this restraining himself, Umayu b'zayyosin mikol tainiyus b'sigufim shabar. This is the Lashon Hagoyim, which is very, with a very big authority and very broad shoulders. The Goyim says this, that if a person restrains himself, there's a Raivet. The Raivet says if a person is in the middle of the Suda and he stops now, he would like to eat another 5 bites, he stops now. So this is called a kindness. From continuing eating. That's right, he's eating a steak and thus and and in the middle, he holds himself back, so restraining from speaking, restraining from eating, is the going says that's more choshev mikol tainis v'tigufim shabayilo. So, Lamele, this is very important to know. I mean, the Steichler writes in a note, Bizmaneinu, we don't fear, because we are mekalkul much more fasting than not fasting. When that person fasts, he doesn't learn, he doesn't daven. I mean, this man, Hazal, they were strong people. They were able to fast, and it wasn't, but it's my name, it's all kapodem them. So we're learning now that the more we have to know, by us we have to do the different method. About fine. That's he says, not to speak. That's right. That's what the going says. I'm going young. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says, is an Indian to fast 40 days. The Yochel Litchoytam, the Meyachoyder. You don't have to fast in the summer, in a big day. You can have in a winter day, which is shorter days. Morgan of Rome. The whole there who bangs your over all is of the Elisha, E eu li seu Dagatona. O mais que o Oval Bishoyik, o Stephen Mary, o Oval Bishoyik, da tudo que o Oval Bemeses, da tudo que ele bemeses, o Yamachmas, Shechofa, Gumo, Lahatme, Lois, Mibnei, Anotem, o Riyaiti. That means that the Tshuva of the Tumas Hadeshim, there was a Murdika Meise. There was a Meise that someone asked the Tumas Hadeshim, I think it happened by him, that there was a fire. And the Tumas Hadeshim, when there was a fire, the looters used to come. So he knew that all his money would get taken away. So he went, in Shabbos, he went and dug a hole. Where is the money? Cover the money. So the Tumas Hadeshim told him two things. First of all, he didn't accomplish anything with Gabi the looters. The looters will come, and they'll see there's no money, and they'll see that you hid the money, because they could kill you. Because, you didn't accomplish anything with the looters. And then he says, we have such a head, because this is a malach in the right. But, so there he told them, Tumas Hadeshim told them about Fishtan Nation. This is a Tumas Hadeshim of the Shaykh. So it's a Tulu, he did it, he's amazed at it, he knew not allowed to, but until the destroying, he was not capable of the Lamed bin Israel, and he went and hid the money. He was the one?
No.
The punishment. So he said, God, it's the type of a shaykh. Yeah, that means that we're talking about such a maze that he doesn't realize the chayman at all. They are not created with that. Such a thing. Now, Agabur said, this is a maze of the chayman. That we have to just know what Mr. Bull is saying over here. He said, Taizan, even he said, the Raisa, even he said, the Rabbon, and Taiz, the Shaggy, Taiz, the Mazet. Now, there's a Mizadik in the Sivis, which I once heard from Rabbi Yankov, the final of Roch, it should be a Melisha of the Sivis. But the Sivis says, a Mizadik Yechidish. The Sivis says, this is not like this Mr. Bull purpose, and the Sivis. That if a person was either an Isser Barabonon Bishoigik, he doesn't have to do Judah. That's how the Sibis. An Isser Barabonon Bishoigik. And the London explained what is Pshat in the Sibis. And they say a beautiful explanation that an Isser Barabonon, let's say like this, let's say a person, a person went and ate poison. Let's talk about such a case. He ate poison. Then he ate poison, so that he's on the process of leaving this world. So come to the doctor, and tell the doctor, I ate poison. The doctor said, no, she should. So he said, I didn't know. So that doesn't help the situation. If you eat poison, You didn't know what the poison's going to do, what the poison does. So not knowing, not being aware, will not help the situation. Fine. And a veda de araisa is like poison. That means let the person eat chaza. So he did a veda de araisa to miscounter. Whatever that veda does, whatever chukro a veda does, that's an veda de araisa. He didn't know. But the Kilku, what Aveda Beraisa accomplishes, it accomplished. But Mamela, that's why a Shoigik Nazaraisa is considered an Aveda, and you have to do Chuvin. You have to address the Aveda. And Isil the Rabbonon, and Isil the Rabbonon, let's talk about a case of Isil the Rabbonon. Mishal Akum, let's say that's an Isil the Rabbonon. Mishal Akum, what does that mean, Mishal Akum? That means that I was cooked by a guy. What is that? I have a goyish maid in my house, and she took out from the refrigerator, I had lot kosher steak, and then whatever, all good, everything in my house was kosher. She went, she put it in the pot, and she cooked it. So it goes to me, then about, this will be shalakos, this will be shalakos, chazal akos. So the long dim says, I'm not allowed to eat it, chas rishalos, goes to me, then about. So why am I not allowed to eat it? It's treif. Could the Rabbonon make glatt kosher meat treif? That's magic. I mean, if it's glatt kosher, it's glatt kosher. So what is the Yisr? The Yisr is, you know, but forget about it. The meat is kosher. But you were supposed to listen to the Rabbonon. So what is the Aveira? The Aveira is you didn't listen to the Rabbonon. Loitosu mikol asher yeruha. The Aveira, the Gehenna Midon Tavain, is the Tavain that you have to listen to the Rabbonon. You have to listen to the Aveira. You didn't listen to the Aveira. So you'll be punished. So Mamela, so that Danke, if I knew the Rabbonon Akas, and I didn't listen, Mamela didn't have the Rabbonon, that's an Aveira. But if it was a shaygik, that means I didn't know that bishul hakum is also. Or I didn't know that a goy is a cooker. So what did I do wrong? I ate something great? No. I did not listen to the Rabbonon. I didn't know that a goy is a cooker. So that is pshat in the nesivos, but you only have to do tshuva. This was.
We have
glass
doors. We go
into a loft. We
have a glass
key. So what does the Mashkir do? He puts on the flames. So that's this. So it's not Mishalakim anymore. He took care of the problems. Yeah. Oh, well, Kapol, but he's the Mishnebun that says that Pula Shaykik and the Rabban Yosef to do tshuva. Abel Ha'iva B'Sheit Nefesh L'Malish Ha'Osay of Christian Bazaar. A real Mechalo Shabbos, as I, not, we're not talking about there was a Nisoyan and he couldn't be able to Nisoyan. So now he won't get away with 40 days. The 40 days event is finished and they come to Yom Kippur already, Avesham. You know, we took care of this already. It's not true. Yeah. If I was a Baal, because again it's a mitzvah, not an Aveira. Mitzvah to be Mazlik Neiris for a Yodis. That means even the Yodis is a Suma. And she's nervous, there's not enough Neiris there. And those who are helping her give birth are having enough illumination. No, she's nervous, she wants birth. So the din is, I'll see Suvi Naito, she shouldn't, nervousness is a Sakon, it's not Tamazois. So we're permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos. So there are notions that have such a meaning that if they were Madlik and that's why Yodas and Shabbos, they passed already. Because almost all that time, well, this is meticulous. This is very wrong. Fine. The La Yoycho Bosa, Aino Belaila Sha'acha Atain. As the night afterwards, they should not eat meat. Fine. Now, let's go further. V'yitain b'mkoyim chatos. Now, we're not finished. This person was Mechalo Shabbos b'shayik. So, by this, the Reis and his comment, Yud-ches pshitim l'stokik. She gave Yud-ches pshitim l'stokik. I'll let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yud has pshitin ukechesben chov zayin loy, vuhu la'arech hamishe zuhulim, kichol poshit hu godo pachasi kulish, vuhu godo lombo. That's. So we don't understand one word of this, but he just explained how much the yud has pshitin is. So the dish will bring down we know what we're speaking about. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch. Harav says, Yud Ches Pshita, which he says we should give him a token, that here is a Sela Shel Toilet. That is a Sela. Now, this we do know what this is, because when everyone makes a Pinyin Aben, so he gives 5 swine. So the Poskim say that one Sela is 17 gram kesef, 18, 19, that's more or less how much one Sela is worth. So now that silver is on the high, but they think for one silver dollar, which is I think 1 ounce, which is a little more than a gram, 17 grams, it costs around between $30 to $35. So it's not too bad. But here the husband is, and someone would have to give more. The Talmud Lashir there should cost for a poiskim, which they say is 17 grams, but that won't work by us, I think. They should sell your pocket, should be crossing, it should be eaten by Israel. That means that was the cheapest price one could buy a kevis or an eight. If you know what the price is, the price of cattle is now a benchong. I have a baby sheep or a baby goat. What's the rate are? That is the mechuvan. This, but the share of money that he is giving is giving that one should be capable. If it was Mechalo Shabbos B'Shoigik and the Melocha B'Raisa, L'chaim Koyet Lit and Shiel Zalat Tokim, Shag Shon Yabait Amigdash Kayim, Oy Chayachayim Lovi Chantos Meil Aminim Imos Melocha B'Raisa. When there was a man, you think would have occurred Bizman Abayis, would have to buy a Kof Chantos. V'lo Yei Chaytay Nisko. So, no, the Novice Amigdash, the Novice Amigdash does not have problems, but Novice Amigdash, so, well, I'm not saying I'm happy with the Chubin, but I'll keep on him with saving some money. No, that's not the way you look at it. It's not that it's all keep on him, but it's the Doki that is the Mokim Kobonis. So you should give as much to Doki as you would take for a cloak. Then you can get really in hot water because you can't get mad at the moment. Then, to be done, yeah. You should say in Chumash, Parshas Chatos, so he brings down that is. And he should understand how they were making the problems. Now, what does the Gemara say further? The Mirkan leaves like Satanus, he wants to avoid fasting. If high pshitim is $32, so 12 pshitim is around $22, bismaneno, and this is to be paid to the tainis. Shohu chai moid, v'zer shir apochis im emshiroi. That this is the minimum shir. Ba'oshin yiken yoyta, hakelo ki yoshri. Shreitam apidyin, the reason of being paid to the tainis with money, sheshokot tar amomim, kileget tar hatainis. I'd like just to mention the one lesson the Rav Shlomo Zalman addresses Balei Tshuva Shebizmaneinu. So he says, Bizmaneinu, neither a person who was never went to Shiva Madhuri Gehenim, and then he became a Baal Tshuva. So we have to tell him, now it's not a first thing he does. He says, Sha'olav lahanin b'munah shalayme shakadish bohu moichel b'saleich b'chol ha'shovim eimav b'ebes, that he should know. He should believe that, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is choosing to be yachid in kari alovetz l'chodesh l'hala l'ashem sh'nosman le'lev meinin l'ashem eimav b'ebes. You should thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that he gave him the seichel to do tshuva. And in one place, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes, the Indian of fasting is not applicable by us, but he says he should be mekabel on himself. Let him enjoy chocolate. He should stop eating chocolate for perhaps for a period of time. Something he should restrain himself from the mili tagoy. You have a car? I can go with you. Oh, good old Vic.
Well, I also...
I'm 100%.
I don't know what's